We'll start with Julian. Take it off.
Yeah, hello. I want to talk a bit about 64-bit time t transition and what we did so far, and we wanted to analyze it. Essentially, we ran the ABA compliance checker against, so far it's 4,570 packages, so that's all the library development packages that we have in Ubuntu. We were running that in 2304. And initial results so far suggested that 56% of the libraries did not change the ABI due to the time t transition, and only 11% changed, but 11% is still 495 packages. That's still somewhat of a massive transition. Oops. Some stuff is missing that's currently failing to build, and we're hacking around that. And some of the other packages are missed that include headers and but have a different package name, essentially. Don't fit the standard library development package name. And yeah, what we do is we have a 4,600 line script. So we take all the headers in each library development package and we run ABI compliance checker against all of them. And then there are lots of failures to build. So sometimes dependencies are missing. Sometimes you have headers that are not supposed to be included, like private headers. They will fail. If not defined, internal, blah, 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 then error, blah, blah, blah. And some headers are missing includes. Some headers have missing types. Some headers are even built, like some packages ship headers just that are supposed to be only used on Windows. Because essentially the build system doesn't know which, or doesn't care about installing those headers on Linux as well. Some headers have invalid syntax. So I've seen headers that have like extern C at the start, but don't have extern C at the end, like the closing brace for that, which is funny. I guess they have never tested it in a C++ compiler. That also applies to other C language features, because the ABI compliance checker works by using the C++ type information. So it needs to run in a C++ compiler. And we need to pretend to be C to some extent, but it doesn't always work. So some C keywords will trip up the compiler and cause it to fail to build, and then you have to do weird hacking in that 4,600 line shell script. We will then like use C to replace a keyword with another word. So if there's like a variable named class, we just do C as class, some random name to replace that. The script also installs additional dependencies. Some header files are excluded. And sometimes we create a special header that we include first that defines some extra stuff. lots of silly hacks. And lots of work on fixing those build failures to actually be able to analyze most of the packages. And yeah, we still have about 30% that are failing to build and need to be fixed. And that kind of is what people are doing now in a sort of time box way. So yeah, people can essentially in our team, people sign up for like doing a week of those. And that can get a bit annoying. Yeah, and I think that's all.
Thank you.